హలో నమస్తే సలాం వాలేకుమ్ సస్త్రీయకాల్ వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ ఎట్ వరేవా డాట్ కామ్. టుడే ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షో యూ హౌ టు మేక్ చికెన్ దో ప్యాజా. ఇన్ ఎర్లియర్ సెషన్స్ ఐ హావ్ టోల్డ్ యూ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దో ప్యాజా. సమ్ టైమ్స్ పీపుల్ పర్సీవ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ట్వైస్ ద ఆనియన్, మీన్స్ వీ యూస్ ఫర్ ద సేమ్ డిష్ వీ యూస్ ద ట్వైస్ ద క్వాంటిటీ ఆఫ్ ఆనియన్స్. దిస్ అనదర్ పర్సెప్షన్ ఇస్ టూ వెరైటీ ఆఫ్ ఆనియన్స్, లైక్ దే యూస్ రెడ్ ఆనియన్ అండ్ స్ప్రింగ్ ఆనియన్. దే ఇస్ అనదర్ స్టోరీ ఇస్ that Mulla Do Pyaza, who is a minister in the Akbar's kingdom, apparently the name come from that. But today what I'm going to do is, I'm going to use the restaurant style of making Do Pyaza. Sometimes people use tomatoes to make this, but today I'm not going to add tomatoes, but this is going to be a very nice tasty dish. The pan is hot, but if I pour the oil in the center, when immediately if I have to add jeera, the oil will take some time to heat. So what we're going to do is, pour the oil around, so that while coming down, it will heat up the oil and then you are ready to cook. So add cumin seeds and we're going to add the onions. Once the cumin seeds crackle, then we're going to add onions. I'm adding sliced onion, even you can add chopped onion for this, because you know when you make the slice of the onions, we're going to cook it till they are slightly golden in color and they will slightly coat the chicken when the dish is done. In this, of course, I always tell you guys, add salt. That is to bring out the moisture from in and let these onions brown much faster. Now, you have seen the onions. They have slightly golden in color, not slightly, really golden in color, but still you can see white traces. I'm going to add a little bit of turmeric, okay, and ginger garlic paste. See, this is the stage where you have to be very careful because the onions can get burnt, so don't let them burn. Just keep mixing and this will become a very nice gravy. Okay, now we're going to add all the masalas, but since this is all getting fried here, I don't want to add the masalas directly. So here I've got yogurt. In this I'm going to put coriander powder, chili powder, lot of it, and some cumin seed powder. Easy. And I'm going to pour all of this in here. Make sure you whisk the yogurt. That way you won't see any curdled milk in this. So this is good. Now see, this is a thick gravy. Okay. I'm going to add very little water, not much. You know, water is actually not required if the quantity of chicken I'm cooking is lot. But in this, I'm going to make it a gravy little bit. Look at this. Did I not tell you that these onions will disappear, but you will see a little bit of these strings of onion that will be coating this chicken curry. So here I've got some pieces of chicken. Okay. Now just mix all this masala into the chicken, and also I'm going to add some slices of green chili. You know, this is okay. That's good. Now I'm going to put the lid on, and the chicken in the heat will lose out a lot of moisture, and when the chicken is almost half cooked, we're going to check it. See, a lot of people, what they do is, even in a kadai chicken, they're just going to top this with a little bit of onions like this, and then you know they can serve it as a chicken do pyaza. I'm going to add some of the nice red chili also, the green chilies, that's why I added a little less. I'm just going to cut them into little lengths. See, these kind of chilies, when they cook in the gravy, they taste really good. I love it, you know. So this is a kind of special, wow, nice, very nice aroma, and this aroma will get into the chicken also. We're going to just mix this chicken a little bit more so that you know the chicken from the bottom comes on top and the chicken is evenly cooked. This is, chicken is almost cooked. Now, on the stove, I'm going to saute some red chili, two kinds of red chili actually, dry red chili, the fresh red chili and onions, and I'm going to top it up on this chicken. So, here I'm going to add some more oil. Now, you know, I'm going to add some red chili. While they slightly color, see the red chili, you want this red chilies to be a little bit fried in this oil, because this nice aroma from these chilies will get into this oil. Okay, that's good. And we're going to add this onions and also the other kind of red chili. Yes, this is what I want. Then I'm going to shift this chicken curry here. I'm going to top this off onto top of this. Top off this onion chilies onto chicken curry and mix it. Ha ha ha. This is my hotel kind of chicken do piaza, and we're going to top this up with some garam masala powder. Ah, spicy. Okay, and some lime juice. And a lot of chopped coriander, no problem. Okay, that's enough. Now you don't want this to cook for a long time. All you need to do is, after you add the onions, switch off the flame so that these onions which we just sauteed will become slightly transparent in the heat that is there. And what do I need to do? I have to taste this. Oh, the aroma is just amazing. Wow, just outstanding. Just outstanding. Wow, this is super. You know, the sourness we got into this chicken by adding curd and a little bit of the lime juice we squeezed. Now, the real punch of do piaza is here. The chili, the onion, and the chicken. This is my favorite chicken do piaza. Ah. Mmm. You know, the crunchy onion, the crunchy chili, just amazing. Wow. Dear friends, hey Salim, dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's session. Indeed, I am lucky to taste these wonderful dishes, but I'm sure you also going to make that home. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you.